Hello and welcome back to Cabin Cast Reacts. I'm Oliver and I'm joined by Jamie.
Hello.
And Emily. And we are here with more Amphibia. This is episode 16. Family fishing trip / bizarre. Yeah. We're in the final quarter of season one now. Had some great episodes in the last couple. Interesting to see where we go from here. Still not got much of that, you know, big important lore stuff. We've had a little bit more to do with them trying to get Anne out of the valley. But that's a terrifying place that they do not want to go. Yeah. So, anyway, let's continue. Starting in 3, 2, 1, now.
They really do like keeping the law from us.
Yeah. It is very hummable. I will give it that.
Yeah,
the tune. It has certainly grown on me.
I wonder if it's just going to stay consistent throughout the whole series, or they're going to change it up a little bit, or it might stay the same. A lot of little cartoons, I know, just use the same opening, whereas like a lot of stuff like anime, they'll just change it up every now and then.
Anime like their OSTs. Or like their songs, whereas cartoons largely just use music.
I'm all for animes having specific OSTs.
Oh, absolutely.
In my opinion, you get better music from an OST opening than just a little melody, because it's a lot more personal with lyrics.
Oh, for sure. First time we've ever seen another polywog.
Yeah.
None in this town.
See, there's old.
Yeah. Well, so where were their family?
Yeah, where did Polly come from?
Maybe they'll like come back one episode or something. I don't know. Maybe they're like on like holiday
dead.
Or something. Or dead. Oh, yeah. I was sort of going back to that thing where obviously Hot Pop was still old in the childhood flashback. Yeah. Like, I wonder if the animator just forgot to colour in his hair.
He looked ever so slightly less old, but not by much.
Maybe because, like, obviously the lifespan or, like, the from tadpole to frog, I don't know how long it is. Maybe that's justification. I don't know. I will have a look after this. Yeah.
Yeah, frogs don't tend to live that long, so.
That's a later problem. Yeah.
Oh, no.
How do they not notice that?
They're not very smart. That's not right.
Cool. Place those worms are staying in that bucket. Oh, there they go.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do that?
Yes. Oh my gosh. Oh, that's on you. This is not going to plan, Swig.
No.
You'd think after the second time you'd be like, nah, this isn't working.
Indeed.
Oh no, please don't be a musical.
Well, you're not a baby now, buddy.
No. Oh, man.
Oh, it's back. But say that. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Polly.
Hmm. Oh dear.
I'm gonna start.
Yeah, that's
a little bit. Oh god.
Yeah, I thought this might happen.
See, she does care. Get that ladder back down, Spring. giant crab.
It's a crab.
That wasn't very...
This did not go well.
No.
See, Spring, this is what happens.
They have this moment and they're like, oh, we did it. And then Spring tells them, yeah, this is all my fault.
Yeah.
I just realised, how shallow is that water? Because that crab was walking on it like it was like, yeah. It's like... Oh,
it's got long legs.
Being the voice of the people.
The only thing I don't like, he nearly got her killed, and now they're all just like, yeah, that's fine, we're all happy again.
Well, yeah. That happens every other week, so yeah, you gotta get used to it at this point, but otherwise I agree. I think it's more human thing maybe, Anne.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yes.
What the...
They are very cute.
Yes. Ominous.
Maybe.
Ominous. Ominous. Yeah. It's the things.
A walking puffball thingy.
That's what it is.
They're like, look at the walking merchandise we can make. That's cool, using mushrooms to do that.
Yeah.
Jeez. Did you see the guy using the tattoo? Like, that was clever using the snake thing.
It's like
carry poison in their face. Yeah. Clever. Is it Law? Is this the Law episode? The Law.
What's inside it? Yeah.
In the paper. You could have just given it to Spring and not waited that. Poor guy.
Curse Boba.
That was amazing and horrendous at the same time.
That's true.
Hey.
No!
They're lizards.
Mm.
You bought it. I'm still traumatized about that. Stop doing food. Stone, didn't it? Yep.
I really like the design that uses the tail to replicate the
Yeah.
Design. Yeah.
So cool.
That's rigged. All right, Diet Grunkle Stan.
So you could just go stealing things, and then it's like, no, the rules are you have to win it back.
It's the Bazaar Bazaar. It's... Sure, why not? Music. Oh no.
It's like Wario in Mario Kart, where he doesn't fit the cart he's using. Although the cockroach is now suddenly bigger.
Yeah.
Litty Miracle!
That's awesome!
Oh, he did the Akira bike move! He did the Akira bike!
I didn't feel balanced.
Oh my gosh. Two references, like, back to back. Oh,
that's great.
He did the Akira bike slides. That's like a famous shot.
Yeah, you're right.
This episode's very creative and I love it.
Yeah,
this is probably one of the most interesting episodes of just how they're using this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, that wasn't ripping off Mario Kart. It's like, it's a thing that you know that, like, oh, that's associated with that game. So it's just so cool.
Yeah.
Let me guess, he gives it back. Huh?
What?
What? Eh?
It makes perfect sense in a roundabout way. Did not see that coming though.
Neither did I.
That's great.
Yeah, and then
because
we
literally that makes sense story wise, but what?
It's like
that's good.
We're not over. We've
got a bit more
it's
left.
Not over.
Oh.
Where's the vending machine? Where's the vending machine?
He's putting it crumbles down. He's digging the ground. What? Why?
So he obviously knows what it is.
Yeah.
What it's connected to.
They literally just pulled a gravity falls.
I want to see more of the. I want to say, is it more like she's a salamander than a lizard?
Yeah. Yeah, quite possibly like a salamander. She was really cool, absolutely.
Some salamanders more aquatic.
I think.
Maybe a newt or like something? I don't know.
Maybe.
Newt, yeah, maybe. But yeah, I want to see more of her. Her design, I love the idea that she's using her tail as like a pretend right arm.
That was clever.
I did like that.
Yeah, that was really cool. The first episode was fun enough. It was a pretty standard one, but it lures you into a false sense of security of a average-ish episode. And then, the Bizarre Bazaar. Really clever. Place lots of cool designs. The Mario Kart references were fun as well. A lot of just really clever ideas.
The only way I can describe my impression when I saw that was probably the closest I will ever do to a Pog. That was amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's probably one of my favourite episodes so far. Just how creative
it was.
It was
really cool, absolutely.
You know, and obviously ripping off the fact that, you know, in the UK, the arcade games we have are rigged.
Yeah.
Yes.
They actually are. It's
they are.
Horrible to think that something designed for kids or just for anyone to have fun with is a con.
Yep. It's all a con. But
that reveal, that was Pop was that big buff.
Yeah, like, it was the wrecker.
It was a wrecker. Like, what? I didn't see that coming.
It doesn't make sense, though, that he would want the backpack over everything else.
Yeah.
That was
true,
on the shelf.
Actually, yeah.
After they wanted the backpack because, like, surely Hot Pop's going to know they're going to go anywhere. He's not going to pretend that he's not. Yeah, and everything. Ooh. I'm on the title screen of the next episode right now. The gems are coloured here.
Oh, really? Wait,
So I'm currently on S1E17.
Yeah.
With a purple, blue, and green.
When he buried them, they were all white, weren't they?
Oh.
I think so. Yeah, they were. Yeah, I'm sure they were.
I didn't pay that much. I didn't pay that sort of attention.
I'm sure
I usually don't, but I was just kind of looking because I was like, I swear they're not that color. And yeah, I'm pretty sure they were all white. And here, it might just be an animation thing, but maybe there's something more to that. Interesting. I just was like, wait a second, that doesn't look the same. Interesting. Wow. Yeah. Interesting. We're getting a little bit more again. They are teasing us a little bit with these little lore snippets now that we're getting towards the end of the season. Very exciting. And yeah, clearly this box is very, very powerful. Maybe it, I don't know, connects a whole bunch of worlds together, not just Amphibia and, I guess, Earth. Maybe there's others as well, or some ancient, you know, thing they locked away, or who knows what. But very interested to see what it is.
It's going to be interesting as well, because the fact that obviously now that like Hot Pop has like buried the box, like that's obviously going to start causing some conflict now, because she's obviously going to ask about, oh, did you find anything about the box? Or
indeed.
So that's going to be very interesting, because we haven't really seen much conflict within the main cast, have we?
We've had comedic conflict quite a bit, but so we've had no proper conflict, no. So yeah, that would be interesting.
Wouldn't it be cool if, like, not cool, but sort of, you know, like, what if they did fall out and, like, that's just, like, for the rest of the series, they're, like, they're not talking or something? That'd
it
be, like,
it would
very
be interesting if they really did double down on some...
Knowing how, like, happy-go-lucky it's been, maybe not.
I don't think so, but...
I like how, I'm proud of where no one will ever find it. It's literally just in a hole underneath the tree in the back garden.
Shh, no one, Jamie. No one.
That oddly looking dirt patch seems suspicious.
Yeah.
Actually, if you think about it, the very episode before, you have I've already forgotten his name.
The guy, the hat man.
Poor kid.
Oh, Sprig.
Sprig, yeah. How Sprig in the very episode before mentions the Hot Pot, like, have you killed a man in that tote? And then the next episode, you literally have him throw blue... He threw a blue shell at his own... At Spring and Anne.
Yeah, he asked if he'd killed a man after he threw the blue shell in this episode, Jamie.
Was that this one? No, I thought that... Yeah. Was it this one?
That was this one.
Why am I getting that confused?
I think maybe they asked something else or something, but no, it was in this episode. He's like, have you killed a man, Hog Pop? And he's like, what happens at the Bazaar stays at the Bazaar?
Oh, yeah, of course it was. Why am I thinking he said that in the boat episode?
I don't
know. Unless it's because, maybe because I was thinking because Spring nearly killed someone. Maybe
it's because Spring nearly killed someone.
I'm gonna go with ironic. That's my excuse.
Cool. With that...
That's no reason.
That's ironic. That's freaks, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, we'll leave this one here. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Cabincast. For more episodes, go to www.cabincast.podbean.com or use the Podbean app. You can now also find us on iTunes and Pocket Casts under Cabincast and on YouTube. There are those there on my behind. Finally, you can find us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/cabincast. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.